Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
I'm going to be vulnerable for a second and say that I recently saw something that made me cry.
Oh, no.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it was a documentary about dinosaurs.
What?
And I was not high when I watched it.
By the way, this song, Jacob.
Yeah, it's a really weird selection.
No, it's the Jurassic Park music, but like to a bop.
Oh.
So it is. Besides this very moment, what would the occasion be that called for this song?
I don't know.
Be like, oh man, I love Jurassic Park, but
I can't dance to the music.
Yeah, I can't dance to that.
What were you watching besides Jurassic Park?
It wasn't Jurassic Park. It was a two-part special on PBS.
Mister, I don't have time to watch TV.
Well, this is after everybody went to bed. So it was a two-part special on PBS about the last day of the dinosaurs, because they know so much now about how the dinosaurs died. And I'm watching this and I'm blown away by how much information they know about how the dinosaurs died. And the more I was finding out, the more emotional I was getting for so many different reasons.
Okay, well, like what reasons?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, the poor dinosaurs.
Okay, because the asteroid came and hit Earth.
Okay. Asteroid was the size of Mount Everest. That's how big it was.
Okay.
Hit Earth in Mexico.
Okay.
Okay. And then life ended.
But
85% of life on Earth ended.
Immediately.
No.
Okay.
It got... Oh, you want to know? I can tell you what happened. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is one of the reasons why I got so emotional.
Okay.
I will avoid getting emotional again.
Listen, okay? I want you to know you're in a safe space.
So the asteroid hits.
Right.
And it immediately vaporizes everything within a 900-mile radius.
900 miles.
Around where the asteroid hits. Okay? It's one of the reasons why we have the Gulf of Mexico. That's how big.
Okay.
So it shaped the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, it helped. But anyway, so 900 miles around where the asteroid hit. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then it created this shockwave and tsunamis that were hundreds of feet high that fanned out around the globe for thousands of miles. Thousands of miles. Where they found all this information out was North Dakota. They found all this stuff in this one little section in North Dakota that they're able to absolutely say, yes, these animals died from the asteroid. And that was like 5,000 miles
and
away.
So those ones died from the tsunami and the shockwave.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, got it.
And then anything, let's say you're a dinosaur that lived on the other side of the planet.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, the asteroid had this this material on it that is not found anywhere on Earth except for this thin layer all over the globe. And it's very, very thin. And that was this rock that's only found in space, okay? So that rock, when the asteroid hit, it shot it so high, little tiny particles of it, so high into the atmosphere that it took a while for it to come back down. And when it came back down, it heated up and formed little teeny tiny pieces of glass. And these blazing hot pieces of glass fell back to Earth in a rain all over the globe that also killed everything. If that didn't kill you, the heat of all of these particles falling heated up the atmosphere hundreds of degrees and everything else just fried.
Now, how fast did all this happen?
This was over the course of a decade. Okay. So if this didn't happen, if it didn't kill you right away, the lucky ones died right away.
Right.
So, oh my God, I'm getting emotional.
Okay. It's okay.
So you then, let's say that somehow you survived that.
Okay.
All the plants are now dead.
Right.
Because
everything got so hot.
There was so much soot and clouds in the sky, it blacked out the sun for 10 years. And everything died.
And was it just dark?
Plants need sunlight.
I know that. I'm trying to determine, was it pitch black or was it just like dusk all the time?
It was like dusk all the time.
Okay.
UV rays could not get through, all the plants died, which killed all the plant eaters, which killed all the meat eaters.
Right.
This is like, it was so overwhelming get all this information.
Can I ask a question? How do you know they're not making some of this stuff up?
Right. They can prove it.
What does that mean?
Imagine
I held a newspaper and I was like, see, North Dakota, dust particles. I would look at that and I'd be like, this piece of paper does say it, there are dust particles.
First of all, they're people that are all smarter than us. Okay.
Right?
Second of all, they're all people who, there's nothing that scientists want to do more than prove other scientists wrong. So
that's
the second
true.
You make a bold claim, the entire scientific world wants to try to prove you wrong. And this discovery happened like 3 years ago. They've been trying to prove these guys wrong for 3 years and they have not succeeded, which leads me to another thing that made me so emotional. These paleontologists.
Oh my God, here we go.
They have been put through the ringer over the last 3 years. The scientific community.
The thing that they study hasn't existed for millions of years?
Because they said this thing and then the whole world went grump and then tried to prove them wrong and then they had to prove that they were right for 3 years.
Here's the thing.
We've all been there.
No, here's the thing. How could anybody really prove a paleontologist wrong?
Because they tried. Who did? The other paleontologists that exist in the world.
Infighting.
Let's say, for instance, you come in here and you say, like, this is the cheapest shirt I've ever bought.
Okay.
Okay, or the cheapest shirt that exists at Target right now.
Okay.
And then we, as Target enthusiasts, we say, nuh-uh, and we go out and try to prove that you're wrong, that we can find a better deal for that same shirt.
But I don't know. Now I just get to sit back and see that you can't do it.
So, but think about the emotional turmoil. You spent 5 to 10 years trying to find that cheap shirt at Target, and then you find it, and now everybody wants to tell you that you're wrong. Oh, it was just a lot, guys. It was a lot.
That is a lot.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they found so much evidence. God almighty. Oh, it's such a scary thing, and it could happen again.
Did they find so much evidence?
They did. They found so much evidence. They didn't just find one thing that could prove them right. They found three things that could prove them right.
So do these paleontologists just, like, bebop around the world just looking for this asteroid dust?
For the most part, but then they also kind of also realize.
And what a scam, by the way.
Why?
Okay, your job is to be like, well, I gotta go to Iceland now and see if I can get a sample. And then your wife's like, you just got back from Greenland. And you're like, it's my job. She's like, your job is worthless.
I mean, most of the time, they don't go to pretty places. They have to dig in the mud in North Dakota. Who wants to do that? And most of them are not married. They're not married.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a single man's
game. Well, yeah. So you're living the single man's life.
Yeah. Just out there with your flashlight and your
right. They all can't be Ross from Friends.
Right. That's
like, they're mostly like what you'd picture. Like, they wear pants with too many pockets.
Well, where are you going to put your instruments?
A fun hat that has a flap down the back for some reason.
Yeah, gotta keep that sun off your neck.
Right, yeah. So, like, it sounds like maybe the single man's game was convenient, because I'm not sure how much loving they would have found anyway. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I do.
Okay, and now imagine the whole world tries to tell you you're wrong when you find the discovery of the century.
The whole world? Because I feel like a lot of people just go, Okay.
I mean, that's what I did. I sat on my couch outside with tears streaming down my cheeks and just went, okay, I believe you.
Wow.
And somebody needs to cry for the dinosaurs because that was hell on earth.
And you know what? That's the takeaway here. The dinosaurs don't get enough of our tears.
Thank you. Coming up next is Would You Rather. Text into Would You Rather's questions.
Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm not going to be okay. 73389, I can't. Push the button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.